You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has identified that the three latest local coronavirus cases are all primary close contacts of previously identified positive infections. The new infections include an R-Care Maidstone aged care resident, previously confirmed on Wednesday afternoon. Deputy Chief Health Officer Professor Alan Cheng says they were quarantining and in isolation for their entire infectious period.
So there are no new exposure sites or public exposures related to those cases. One is a child of a previously identified case in Whittlesea. One is a staff member from the Port Melbourne workplace.
Restrictions will ease for regional Victoria from midnight, while Melbourne will remain in lockdown for another week. Residents outside metropolitan Melbourne will be able to leave home for any reason from Friday. Under ease restrictions for regional Victoria, there will be no limit on how far people can travel, and outdoor gatherings of up to 10 will be allowed. Acting Premier James Molino is urging people in Melbourne to be cautious.
There's a suite of enforcement arrangements and fines that can be issued, whether that's people gathering in contravention of the Chief Health Officer's directions, whether it's businesses not doing the right thing. So, you know, I don't want to be standing here sounding punitive. The vast majority of Victorians absolutely do the right thing, but there's a reason why we've got authorised officers who'll be visiting retail outlets, for example, Victoria Police conducting spot checks. There's a reason why we need to have those enforcements, and if necessary, fines will be issued.
Workers who lose their livelihoods because of coronavirus lockdowns will be eligible for up to $500 a week under a complex scheme aimed at helping Victorians. The measures will apply to all parts of Australia designated as a Commonwealth virus hotspot and locked down for more than 7 days. People who usually work more than 20 hours a week will receive $500, while those employed for under 20 hours will be eligible for $325. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the new coronavirus disaster payments would be made weekly.
Those arrangements will provide support for periods of time where the lockdown has been greater than 7 days. So the first 7 days, they are matters entirely for state and territory governments as they wish to provide support. If a lockdown as a result of a state public health order continues in an area that is also defined by the Chief Medical Officer of the Commonwealth, then we will be providing support for payments for those affected in those affected areas.
The federal government has also indicated a decision is due soon on Victoria's proposal for a purpose-built quarantine facility. The Victorian government has received a memorandum of understanding from the federal government for its plan to build the dedicated quarantine centre. And in New South Wales, health authorities say they've contacted more than 500 people who were at potential COVID-19 exposure sites after an infected Melbourne man visited southern parts of the state. No new coronavirus cases have been detected on Thursday in New South Wales from more than 18,000 tests. New South Wales Health's Dr. Jeremy McNulty says extra testing sites have opened on the south coast, Goulburn and Riverine areas.
To date, New South Wales Health has successfully contacted 517 people who attended exposure sites in New South Wales. Anyone who lives in Jervis Bay, Vincentia, Huskinsons, Hyams Beach, Goulburn or Gundagai, or has visited these areas since the 19th of May, is asked to be especially vigilant for even the mildest of cold-like symptoms.
And New South Wales is extending its stay-at-home orders for people who have been to Victoria since May the 27th for a further 7 days. South Australia will begin vaccinating aged care workers against coronavirus amid concerns about the Commonwealth's vaccine rollout. The federal government is responsible for administering vaccines in aged care, but this week admitted it had no idea how many staff had received jabs. Premier Stephen Marshall says anyone working in residential facilities in South Australia will now be able to access the Pfizer jab at mass vaccination hubs. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.